Prayer for When You Need a Reset in Faith and Life by Jennifer Waddle. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Have you ever been going strong for days, weeks, and even months until one day you realize you're not? You wonder if it's just a slump or a phase or a hormonal spike, then admit it's not going away, whatever it is. To utter the words, "I think I need a reset," can be scary. But what if? What if God, in all of His sovereignty, leads us to those vulnerable places? What if all along He is allowing us to run out of steam so that we will finally stop? What if a reset is exactly what you need? And what does that really mean? I found some interesting descriptions of what it means to reset something. Here are a few of them. To set back to the initial state. To set anew. To adjust again after an initial failure. How different would our lives be if we asked God to set things anew and sincerely meant it? Would our daily routines look the same? Would our attitudes remain as they are? If you are sensing from the Holy Spirit that you need a real and lasting change in heart and mind, I encourage you to spend some unhurried time in that secret, quiet place where you can meet with God. Our own Savior met with the Father in prayer and prayed for all of us who are kept by Him. And in that prayer, He was specific about the things needed to live in this world but not be of it. Lord, I long for those moments early in my faith when I felt Your closeness, Your joy, Your energy, and zest for life. I confess that the daily grind has ground down my passion for You. I confess that I allow the cares of the world to choke out the joy of the gospel. Lord, turn my heart toward You again. Fix my eyes on You. Fix my heart on You. Help me have a reset in my faith and in my life, starting today. Renew my heart. Renew my life for You and Your ways. Help me see the daily routines of life as moments to gracefully submit to Your will. Thank You for being Lord of my life every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you His peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.